It's Monday, May 4th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The coronavirus pandemic has disrupted the food supply chain in a way that has forced both farmers and some food processors to get creative in salvaging some food and still making some sales. As restaurants shut down, farmers and suppliers were left with an oversupply of food specifically grown for diners and not for grocery stores. Some food processors were selling chicken and cheese in parking lots, and some suppliers were hiring laid-off restaurant workers to divide large batches of food into smaller portions made for one shopper. Julie Wernow, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, joins us for more.
Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Happy to be here.
Wanted to talk about food and the supply chain. You know, an interesting thing is happening with so many restaurants closed down. A lot of food processors are having to get creative with how they sell off some of the meat and other proteins that they have. You know, a lot of times these processors and farmers will sell to retail stores for, you know, the general public to go buy on their own, and they'll also sell to restaurants. And with when restaurants closed, I mean, this was a huge portion that was left over. So a lot of them have extras, and they're getting creative with how they're selling them. There's been reports that some of these slaughterhouses are selling meat out of their parking lots, you know, in large quantities to people. Julie, tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think, you know, the world maybe realizes how much of our food supply is usually directed toward restaurants. But then, you know, as we all are living through, suddenly we all woke up one day and all the restaurants were shut down. And, you know, really the amount of takeout and delivery that the restaurants are doing is just minuscule compared to, you know, what it was before COVID. So you have all these, you know, companies along the food supply chain that typically are selling these items in these huge packages to restaurants and food suppliers. And now all of a sudden, the whole world wakes up and wants everything delivered. They want to get it at the grocery store. And we just weren't able to sort of shift that food supply rapidly enough in order to fit this completely different consumer need overnight. So what you're seeing is, you know, all, you know, at a certain point, there was just so much like leftover food in one part of the food supply chain. And then in another part, you were, you know, going to the grocery store and seeing empty shelves and shortages. And it wasn't because there wasn't enough food. It was because the food wasn't really packaged correctly. And it wasn't, you know, the distribution wasn't there. So suddenly you're seeing all these companies kind of just completely shift gears overnight and get really creative in order to figure out how to offload all this food supply.
You know, to your point, just talking specifically about packaging, you know, everybody's saying, don't worry, there's not going to be a shortage of meat per se, but right now they're saying, you know, boneless chicken might be one of the first things to go because they can't package it and process it the same way. A lot of places are not doing the deboning. So you might not get your, you know, boneless chicken legs. You're going to be getting it in thighs and drumsticks in larger quantities. So these are little things on how, you know, everything gets affected by that. And talking about some of these creative ways that you were mentioning, Wayne Farms chicken plant in Dobson, North Carolina, they put out a call and said they were going to sell big quantities of their chicken, and people were driving 90 miles, 100 miles just to get 100 pounds of raw chicken from the parking lot there.
Yeah, I talked to the plant manager there, and I mean, he was shocked by the, you know, the number of people that wanted to drive from so far away. And these guys waited hours for this chicken. I mean, and they had reserved it in advance, but there was so much demand that they were sitting, you know, in a line of cars for hours to pick up like 100 pounds of chicken for their house. And yeah, part of it, he said, he thinks might have to do with it. You know, like everyone's stuck at home. A lot of people are laid off right now. And the idea of, you know, taking a little adventure and going and picking up that much chicken wasn't such a bad idea in that moment.
And in these economic times, I mean, people are getting some deals too. And not everybody, unfortunately, can take advantage of this, right? Obviously, you have to be in close proximity to one of these plants to take advantage. But there was another North Carolina chicken processor that were selling 40-pound boxes of chicken for $45. That's, I mean, like an amazing deal right there. So, you know, people, as you mentioned, as we've been talking about, just this creativeness to try to get rid of this oversupply of stuff. And it's tough. These businesses have lost up to 40% of their businesses from restaurant closures. So they have to reevaluate what they're doing. Another interesting part of this too, I think this happened in Copenhagen in Europe. They were selling cheese out of a truck in a parking lot.
Yeah, there was a food supplier that had 80 tons of cheese. So imagine like the biggest, you know, hunk of cheese you've ever seen. And it's being driven around in a semi and they're just stopping at different times in different gas station parking lots. And people were just showing up and buying off like just hunks of cheese to bring home. It's wild.
I would love to see videos of that. And just going on this, the way things are changing, even some of these places are changing their business structure, doing more direct to consumer business and packaging things and teaming up with other suppliers so they can make like these food boxes, like these dinner box sets and things like that. It's just everybody has had to make these different types of adjustments.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and you know, in New York City, there are a few of these companies that are getting chefs involved. And so they're, you know, it might be, you know, you might be seeing like this sort of line that you normally are accustomed to seeing between what's a restaurant and what's a delivery company and what's a food supplier and what's a farmer, just all of it just getting very blurred right now. And so you've got farmers that are becoming like delivery companies. You've got restaurants that are becoming online celebrities. I mean, it's just like all over the place. People are doing whatever they can to figure out how to get this food out the door in an interesting way that consumers will buy into in this incredibly crazy time.
Well, I mean, I know that there are a few restaurants that are beginning to open. Some states are starting to reopen their economy. So hopefully some of this gets alleviated. But my sense is this will be going on for a little bit of time still. You know, there's a lot of food processing plants that are closing because of illnesses. There could be some other crazy things to happen yet before this is all done. So we'll have to keep an eye out for all of that. Julie Wernow, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.